Blog Talk Radio.
An amazing, amazing guest. I'm so super excited. This is one of the people that has been there through my podcast journey. As you know, we are back, refreshed, renewed after a very long, long hiatus. I'm sorry, you guys. But, you know, we're back with a great guest. But, yes, he has been there for me, answered questions for me. I've been on his show. He has been someone that I can, you know, look to and be my role model for one of the things. My role model for things. So I'm super excited to introduce Mr. Kerry Hines. And I can't wait for him to tell you about who he is, because although I'm talking about his podcast and his show, I think he's really close to a very big number in episodes, but he does so many other things. So, Kerry, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you. It is very much an honor to be on the Miss Savvy Pro Show. I feel like I've made it to the top. For us, myself, Kerry Hines, and the Hair Radio Morning Show and the Hair Radio brand, which is just one component of what I do, but it's a big one. And it has been very important. It's probably had the greatest influence of pretty much on my platforms, and where we've been able to make an impression on everyone from entrepreneurs of all walks of life, to those who are specializing in the hair and beauty industry, which has been my stock and trade for several decades. And I'm just very honored. And then I kind of parlayed that into a big, big platform with my own hair products called Kerapy, Kerapy. That means Kerry and hair therapy. And if that's not enough, I also, of course, started a great magazine. Right now it's online digital, called Afrolock, AFROLOCK, Afrolock magazine. And I'm so proud of it, because what it really exemplifies is that it is a lock on Afro culture. So that magazine is a lifestyle brand, which is so funny, because when I created it, I had already been working in the area with magazines like Upscale. I had been one of their graphic artists, and also produced their radio network. So I was already familiar in that space. And so I decided to launch our own brand.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Kerapy Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids, it's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Group in New York is going to be different from Celestine in L.A.,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Streeters in New York is going to be different from Art and Commerce in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Art and Commerce in New York is going to be different from, what do you call it, and Beauty in things are different.
Yeah.
And you have to first seek to understand and to be understood. When you start looking for an agency, it's your job to spend the time to visit the agency's websites, see the kinds of artists they have, see the presentations of the artists that they are representing, how those artists are presenting themselves, and look at what you have and say, am I in line with this? Is this the agency I want to be with? Are they actually getting their artists the kind of jobs that I want? And then you put together a hit list of like five agencies. And then put down the reasons why you're interested. Write down for yourself, this is why I'm interested in this agency. This is why I think I'm a fit. Because the reasons that you think you're a fit are the benefits you have to offer. Guess what? When somebody asks you, why you, you can't tell them you went to a beta. Well, I graduated from and I went to a beta.
Wow.
Then why is your stuff so raggedy if you did all the work, right? It's about positioning yourself to be attractive to the agency, understanding which agencies you want to be with, understanding how you believe you add value, and then approaching the agency.
What is success? I'm Carrie Hines, and to me, what success is relative. So, whatever you think is success. That's what it means. But I'm here to tell you that success is not really some kind of a far-off destination. And you really shouldn't look at it that way. I said something a while back, pretty much when I was writing How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, several years back, I'll say. I remember very well thinking about success and what that meant. And I coined a phrase, I really did, I coined a phrase that I still live by. And it says something like, I live in success. And I really mean that. And as I said, even to this day, it's a phrase that I often tell folks because I believe that success is today. And if you are working at your craft, if you are pursuing or following your passion, if you have the basic necessities that might prevent others from being able to do the same, then you, my friend, you are living in success. You'll find out a whole lot more about that in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's on Amazon. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Up next is our daily running of Miss Maggie Anderson's piece on supporting Black businesses. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Spinning on the east side, I've been spinning on the west side, I've been spinning on the east side, I've been spinning on the west side, I've been spinning on the east side, I've been spinning on the west side, I've been.
I'm Maggie.
Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Our magazine is about virtual cities across the country that have sold. So we primarily tell stories that implore positive progress in our community, so we don't tell bad news. And if we happen to tell your story or share a story in your area, then you automatically become one of our towns of soul. So you don't have to live in a specific state. You don't have to come from a certain area. Everyone that has stories that implore positive progress, primarily in the Brown and Black communities, are soul towns.
Awesome. I'm loving it. This is an amazing idea, because I feel like you're my, distant cousin out there. That's what we try to do here on the broadcast.
Yeah.
That's what we try to do here every
Positivity,
day.
Positivity, yes.
Yeah. So, but how did you get that inspiration?
That's a great question. So many years ago, I traveled to West Africa when I got my first master's degree. And I was going to go to South Africa because of Gil Scott-Heron and Sun City and everything, apartheid, everything in school. But once I finished my first master's degree and began to study where African Americans derive from in America, everything led to the West. So I ended up traveling to Dakar, Senegal. Dakar is the capital or city of Senegal. And off the coast of Senegal, Dakar, Senegal, is a small island called Gori Island. And it is the home of the House of Slaves, and it is a museum now. It is the actual House of Slaves where Africans were taken from the west coast of Senegal and held there until they were brainwashed, manipulated into realizing they were not going back home, that they when they left and passed through this door of no return, they were onboarded onto a ship and then traveled to the Americas. And so I went to the House of Slaves. It was a very moving experience for me. I learned all about the House of Slaves, but there was a moment when I felt like I heard the whispers of my ancestors telling me to tell the stories. So when I came back to the Americas, when I came back home, I tried for many years to figure out how could I do this. The whispers that I believe that I heard, I responded by promising to find a way to tell the stories of our past, present, and then hopefully future African people, African-American people, Black people in the diaspora. And I came up with the idea of a magazine because the magazine would then log the stories that's happening in our communities. And it would give us a platform and an opportunity back on Black history and to tell those stories over and over again. So it took me some years, but then in 2017, I launched, or the first magazine of the Soul Town magazine debuted in Waterloo, Iowa, and that is our hub. My brother is the mayor there. His name is Quentin Hart, and it just there's 10,000 African Americans there. We needed to find a place where their stories could be told because they're in central Iowa, in the middle of the United States. No one even thinks that we are there, and no one believes that important things and empowering things are happening. So that's the hub. We're now 16 different cities, I believe. We have about close to 6,000 digital subscribers. So it's growing.
That's amazing. First of all, I'm in shock, and I'm one of those raising my hand. I didn't know we had Black folk in, out in the mid, like Iowa. Had no idea. But
yes.
I love it. And we're all about community. As well, we're hair, beauty, and community, and you know this already because Chilla and I have had many conversations already outside of the show, and I just love everything that you're doing with Soul Town, the Soul Town magazine. When I heard that your brother was the mayor out there, I just almost fell out in the Waterloo, Iowa area, and I just really did because I said, my gosh. The first thing I said to Chilla, I said, I've got to go there and take a hair radio show and take a hair and beauty message there. And I really want to do that. So we're going to figure all that out, especially them being the mayor. Now, that's just you making a phone call. Brother,
I got
hair radio show. They're already on their way. They're probably at your door right now. And we'll do something. You know, we're going to make it really big. But I got to also go back a little bit. Because what you said touched my heart. I've had on quite a few guests here on the show who've been to Africa, who've been to West Africa. I've actually had on, we have Hair Radio Africa, and our Hair Radio Africa is part out west as well. We have folks from Ghana who are usually on. So I'm shouting out Ebenezer, who's been on our show, the same show that you're on. Ebenezer's been on our broadcast, and also from Nigeria, we've had Mo Warren on as well. And so I'm giving you guys a big shout out as you guys are listening to this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Lionel, when he's been on, and he's talked about going over to Ghana, and what caught me was that he said, and you guys out there, you guys have heard him say this on the air, but when he told me about his experience when he went to Ghana, and he said that where they had taken our ancestors from, you could still smell the stench when he went to these places, these holding areas in Ghana.
Wow.
And it just, now, I remember going over to, like in France, when I would go over to Paris, and I would meet a lot of the folks who were on from, you know, some of the other African places, like outside of the other African countries, outside of the Eiffel Tower. And they would all be selling their wares and all of that wonderful, just totally different, and just, and you know, Senegal, I'm talking about the Senegalese people. And mm-hmm. it just touched my heart. So to hear.
Good morning, everybody, and just checking in with you as we continue to celebrate 1,000 episodes live, 3-hour episodes and beyond of this very program, the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, out of Brooklyn, New York. I've got to say, looking back, it is, it's been quite a journey, and you guys have been on this journey with me every step of the way, with our original broadcast launching back in 1995, and the all-new version, almost 10 years of celebration with Blog Talk. What a partnership. Speaking of partnerships, again, you guys have helped us at every junction, every part of this journey. And so some of the memories that keep kind of bubbling up are those that really defined us from our early days in New Jersey and New York, and launching the program on several different radio stations, regular old radio stations, and then syndicating those that same program in the early days, and continuing on to produce such quality work. And I've got to say, I want to thank you to so many, again, who helped to make us flourish. So this is just the beginning. We'll continue to celebrate some of these memories. Stay with us.
Miyofi incorporates my first and last name, Bernard Evans, right? And Yofi is Hebraic. It's Hebrew. It means beautiful, lovely, and elegant.
Oh, I love that. That was one of the big questions I had. Wow.
Yeah, so Yofi kind of incorporated and kind of set a positive, emblem or ideal of how I saw my mom as beautiful, elegant, and sophisticated. And I was talking to one of my colleagues in Atlanta and New York, and I was looking to reface the brand. And while my mom was in the nursing home, and I was actually tending to her locks at that time, and I was just looking at her, and most of the nurses and everyone would come by and they would say, "Is that your son out of Atlanta? Isn't he? I've seen him in a magazine before. Is that him?" And she would say, "Yes, this is my son." But I would look at my mom and I just kind of remembered all the years that she would actually be in her salon working and tending to all of these women from all walks of life, from different professions. And I just stood back and I looked at her and I said, wow, what a beautiful woman. What a wonderful mother. What an incredible woman, right? So she instilled in all of us to go to college and also to get a trade. And when I looked back in hindsight and see and hear what she instilled in me and all of my other brothers, it was more of a solid work ethic, and also to have another, I wouldn't call it a hobby, but she also said she wanted us to be strong, working, and educated men. And I was like, well, I don't know if hair was for me, because I wanted to be an engineer, and that's what I went to school to do, completed that in engineering. And so I looked at her many times in the nursing home, and I said to myself, I drove 6 hours every other week to make sure that she looked her absolute best, that she felt her best, than having a stroke wouldn't take away from.
What an incredible legacy.
And
what an incredible legacy, yes.
Yeah, I'm getting teary-eyed now, but when I think of her, she touched a lot of lives in the community. She changed a lot of lives in the community. At that time, it was Edward Waters College, where she went to get her associate degree at that time in cosmetology, because that's what it was. It wasn't like a trade school today.
Right.
But she went to that historical HSBCU. And as I looked at my mom and I saw all of her accolades and I saw all of her honor and scholastic achievements, my youngest brother gave those all to me upon her passing. And so Biyofi was inspired by a lot of things that I saw, not only with my mom, but unfolding these things that I yet have to release into an industry that is so creative and wonderful. And my hope and my prayers that Biyofi change lives and impact the world, as my mom legacy still lives in me and it impacted me. And I just want to see through Biyofi, which is an insignia that many people all around this world will know that they too are beautiful, they're inspiring, they're impacting, and they have a light within them that can impact the world as well. Because it's all about be you, right?
Yeah.
Be Yofi. Whatever that means, be that.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. I want you to weigh in, Cheryl. Wherever you go is fine. I just want to hear how you put all this into perspective in your unique wisdom that you have on Bill Cosby. And if you black, you got an opinion about Bill Cosby. I'm sorry. We all do. You know, we all do. You go ahead, Cheryl. You go ahead, Cheryl.
I do think that, and here we go again with the humanity aspect of our individual selves as we are connected. All black folks are connected. Mm-hmm. And I think that what I think our collective betrayal is something that Richard Pryor's wife said. And here again, we have to examine it, you know, why did Bill Cosby even connect with us in the first place? You know, because I think that he will be connected to Mr. Huxtable. Out of all the things that he has done down through the years, and of course he was super talented, and we loved his films with Sidney Poitier and things of that nature.
The blaxploitation movies, yes.
No, Bill Cosby was there. He was the man.
Right.
He was there with, you know, and I love those movies with him and Sidney Poitier.
Mm-hmm.
But two things, you know, Richard Pryor's wife said that there was a facade there. It was not real. And the difference between Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor, and she said in an interview that everyone can listen to on YouTube, she said the difference between, you know, when they Camille and Bill would come over their house, they would come over with this sense of, you know, superiority and judgment. And how, you know, they felt really judged by them. But the point, to make a long story short, the point she was making was that, unfortunately, we're just coming to the realization that the difference between Richard and Bill is that Richard worked dirty but lived clean. And Bill worked clean and lived dirty. So, in how it was just not known in certain circles that Bill was weird and he did weird things. Now, I know that just on the surface, all black people did not realize that maybe, you know, O.J. Simpson and figures that we find out later that they're probably not the characters that they're actually giving us. And that, thank you, Bill, for giving us Mr. Huxtable, but we rather would have had Bill.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
My very special guest joining us today. You guys know her. She's been with us before. She is the director of the International Beauty Show, IBS, New York. So we are so excited to welcome back to the broadcast, Elizabeth Fantetti. Good morning. Officially, good morning.
Good morning. Right. Yeah, you have your cup of coffee in hand. You're ready to go for the day?
I do. You know me well. You know me well. Well, listen, I am so excited. Like everybody out there, who goes to the, IBS show, we're just thrilled and just counting down a minute until this show starts for 2024. So I've got to say, tell us what can we expect to see this year, Elizabeth?
A great question, Keri. Well, the show is coming up March 3rd through 5th. It's at Javits in the heart of New York City. And yes, what I'm really excited about this year is that we are leaning into one of our campaigns, which is the Say Yes to You campaign. And it's really all about the licensed professional, right? We want them to come to Javits and just be loved on. We want to revitalize. We want to refresh, rejuvenate, energize, and just give those licensed professionals the skills, tools, education, networking opportunities to really take it back into their business and just be the rock stars that they are. So one of the things that's new this year is we will have a Say Yes to You hub, which will be a place that we're providing some really interesting education. It's all about their well-being, right? Sunday, we're going to offer free headshots. We're going to have chair massages in that space. And then on Monday, Tuesday, we're going to be doing some content that will be on mental health and gut health and emotional intelligence and meditation, and this will all be in one specific area on the IBS show floor. We've got our ambassadors, which are Jenny and David from Industry Aligned. They're going to be there to kind of show the professionals, like, how do they use their body appropriately? You're when you're cutting hair or you're hoovering over nails, there's so much achiness that happens with your feet and your legs and your back and your neck.
Exactly.
And So we want to be
absolutely
able to show them, how do you position your body? So you're strengthening your body and not hurting your body. Kind of something fun. But then we've also got, some great education, Keri. We've got the Powerhouse Pavilion is coming back for its second year. We've got the What's New for You Zone. We've got industry icons. So there's lots going on.
Well, it sounds like it. And we'll be in the house at the Hair Radio Morning Show, of course, to cover as we always do. Yes, we look so forward to it. And I've got to say, you're always connecting industry legends with new folks out there in the industry, and you're big on education and all of that. And I just say, for me, it's always exciting. It really is. I bump into folks that, I get to see, and some, we haven't seen in a while, and all of that. Yeah. So this is just a very special time for us, in this business. So I'm looking forward to it.
It is, and we lean into that education. Education is so important, and with there's over 100 sessions that are, and most of them are free with that admission to the show floor. So we've got texture and curly hair training, which is, you know, hot, hot, hot. We've got business education, how to attract more clients, how to enforce business policy, which I think is huge. I'm in so many of these chat groups where, you know, the customers aren't always so nice to our licensed professionals, right? So how do they, how do you best deal with no-shows? How do you get those, you know, address those bad online reviews? There's just so many, you know, nuggets of information that you can pick up on the trade show floor. And we've got hands-on workshops. We've got master classes. And you mentioned, you know, the educators going. We've got Sam Villa, we've got Roger Molina, Monet Everett, Kia Neal, Lupe Voss, Barbie Patel. I mean, it just, Jay Ladder goes on
amazing.
And on and on.
Yeah,
I'm
this is
super
so
excited
now,
by the show.
As you should be, again, if you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines, now my guest today again, this the biggest show in the country. I'm going to go ahead and just put it on out there. I just love IBS, IBS New York, of course, the International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits Center. So we're talking about amazing exhibitions and, you know, just a lot going on. For me, I love to walk around and just take it all in. I really do. I literally walk the floor and stop and drop by everybody's little area. It's just a lot of fun. It really is. So March 3rd, 4th, and 5th of 2024. So this is these are the dates. We want you guys there. And, again, this is really important. I was to say yes to you. I don't. That's got to be new this year.
That, you know, we started that campaign last year, and we love it. It's all about our attendees and again, those refreshing that licensed professional. And we, I have to be honest, Kerry, we struggled a little bit with like, well, how do we bring that to life? What do we do? What does that mean? Because the show is there's a lot going on. And so I'm super excited by just this, the hub area and what we've got programmed in that space. And, you know, we've also got the look and learn stage that's programmed with some really strong presenters. We'll have Gordon Miller that'll be talking about the future of the beauty pro or pro beauty.
Wow.
And because that's, you know, we're shifting industry, you know, there's so much that's going, you know, direct to consumer and, you know, how does the professional continue to suggest retail and make sure that the clients are using the products that are best for their hair, skin and nails.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, we've got Sam Villa that's going to be doing some trend-setting foundations. We've got the group from Hair Brains Live that will be on stage. The attendee will walk away with lots of fresh new information.
Speaking of which, one of the other big, one of the other big reasons that we all look forward to coming out to IBS New York is that you get such amazing products and you have such access to, you know, they give such, I'm just going to put it out there, discounts and free gifts and all of that. They really do. So it's just, you just feel, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling and just so connected to an important, industry. So we just love it. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a great point, Kerry. There's so many wonderful brands that are right there on the show floor, you know, looking to educate you, looking to provide you with some, you know, just that foundation on their products and how do you bring them to life with your customers and You know, just a shout out to, you know, Chi by Farouk and Olaplex and Andis and Hattori Hanzo Shears and Hot Tools and, you know, Hola Couture Extensions and Sunlight's Balage,
yes.
Product Club. We've got just the whole array of products and knowledge.
I love it. And
that,
we always have
I was just going to say, we always have Chi on the show. Yes. So shout them out at Farouk. Amazing.
Such a great group. And, you know, just so
inspirational,
right? When you're sitting in the audience and it's all about the craft that, you know, the licensed professional went to school to get this license, and they need to be proud, and they get to, you know, see what's possible, what they can do in their care as well. So,
well,
I love that.
What, go ahead, tell us.
Just too much to talk about. We've got a What's New for You area also, which is some of these smaller companies that have never exhibited at IBS before. And so this is their first time at the show.
Wow.
And so I hope your audience will come and stop by these companies because, you know, they're looking to connect with our audience
as well. And we're going to have that, as we always do, with our long partnership at the Hair Radio Morning Show with IBS New York. We're always excited to feature especially a lot of the, you know, what do they call it, those brands that are just kind of on their way up and really pushing themselves out there. They've taken the big step, and that's by coming and being part of the IBS show. And so we are super excited. We're happy to honor that and have them on the show as well. So make sure to send them this way. Always.
I will. That's so lovely of you. So lovely of you to offer that.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
So IBS. Okay. Well, I was just going to tell everybody, just a reminder, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 2024. Again, I'm super excited. That's IBS New York. That's at the Jacob Javits Exhibition Center. It's huge here in New York City. Everybody knows where the Jacob Javits Center is. And I've just got to say, we're super excited to be talking today with the director. Hey, Elizabeth Stafford, you are really the person behind all of this. How do you keep all of this, you know, how do you balance it all? If I could just take a moment to ask you about that. How do you balance all this with home life and everything else that you're doing?
Great question.
That's amazing.
You know what? I'm so blessed to work with a group of professionals that are, you know, they take pride in their piece of the pie. It's definitely a team effort to bring this show to life. And, you know, not only do we have the beauty side, but we also have the spa side as well. So when attendees,
come
to the show, they're able to walk both sides of the show floor. But it is definitely a team effort, and I am so blessed to work with the individuals that are on that team.
And I got to shout them out because I love every year interacting with them. I absolutely do. And even throughout the week, throughout the year, I think I still bug you, Elizabeth.
I'm
always
a little
Thank you.
Yeah.
We just appreciate you so much. So listen, folks, I just want to say, please come out and support. You got to. What is the easiest way for folks? It's not too late. The professionals can still, get the tickets and be part of this. What would you tell them to do in order to do that?
Yeah, great question, Carrie. I would just ahead and jump on those websites, International Beauty Show or IBS New York or IECSBNewYork.com, and they can register online, or they can just show up at Javits and purchase a ticket right there on site. But know that you're going to get a little bit better value if you purchase your ticket before the actual day of the show. But I do want to share that we are going to extend a promotion to your Hair Radio listeners.
Oh,
and
wow.
And to the first 50 listeners that jump on and buy tickets with the promo code Hair Radio, we'll give them 20%
yes.
off their admission.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so the promo code is Hair Radio. They go to the website, and that's the first 50, and they get a 20% discount. That's
20%
huge.
Discount. Absolutely.
That is huge. Oh, my gosh. Well, I have to thank you for that. Okay, and I have some folks, and here's the thing, a lot of them have already purchased their tickets because we've been talking about the show for a while, so we've been really... Yes, my friends are going to call me up now. So, yeah, so listen, it's not too late for you guys out there. But, yeah, I have had a few because we've always, you know, I talk about IBS all the time. So,
you are just the best. Well, have them grab a friend and,
yes.
and maybe they can enjoy the discount together. But, yeah,
that's a good point.
Love to see them on the show floor.
Awesome. Well, listen, we thank you. We thank you so much for doing all that you're doing. You are an industry beacon of light, and it's so very much needed. And I love that you're addressing a lot of other things. There's so much with emotional wellness for the professionals, and I love to see that addressed there as well. So good job, and come on out March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Again, IBS New York, our special guest, Elizabeth Fantatti, our friend at the IBS New York show. So we'll see you then. Elizabeth, anything you want to shout out? Anybody you want to shout out to this morning on the show before we send you off?
You know, I just want to say a huge thank you to you for being one of our biggest cheerleaders. And
what?
Positive affirmations to all of those licensed professionals out there that rock it every single day and make a positive impact on so many people. So, it's all about them. It's all about you guys listening, and we love you. And we believe in you, and we are here to help support you as a small business owner. So,
thank you. Well, we love
keep
you
positive.
Back. Thanks so much. Awesome. All right, Elizabeth, thank you so much for being
thank
with
you.
Us. Elizabeth Fantatti again, IBS
thank
New York.
You.
All right. Okay, folks, you got it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got a whole lot more to unpack. Stay with us. We'll be back. Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carri Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Wednesday morning. It's February 28th, 2024. I'm Carri Hines, and about 7 o'clock in the East Coast, 6-4 folks in Central Time Zone, want to kind of go ahead and get my colleague and partner in crime to the line this morning. It's our broadcast show number 960. Ooh, 960 as we kind of march towards episode 1000 of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my honor. You guys know her. She is an elected official in Water Valley, Mississippi, one of our great, great supporters, longest-serving co-host on the Hair Radio Morning Show's history, the one and only queen of the morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning,
Hot Mic Live. Good morning.
Happy Mid-Show.
Yes, happy Mid-Show to you.
Wow. We're at 960, Carri. 960.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Absolutely. It's one of those round numbers that kind of sticks with you a little bit. Our broadcast show, 960. We've got 40 shows to go. We're going to be celebrating before you know it. Yeah. So we're going to be celebrating our 1,000th show.
That's just amazing.
Thank you. And, you know, 1,000 anything is something to remark. You know, how many folks get to get up every day? And I can safely say with pride that I've spent 1,000 mornings with you.
Wow.
That I've got my alarm clock has gone off at 4 o'clock 1,000 mornings.
1,000 mornings. Wow.
And not just 1,000 mornings of, you know, we do the broadcast, but what goes behind the scenes. I've got, I've
There's
said
so
this
much.
To you, and it is a lot, Nicole Marie.
It never
I've
ends.
Gotta say.
It's not just the 3 hours in the morning. It's constant.
Exactly.
And well, for you, it's all you eat and sleep, Hair Radio Morning Show, and other things as well.
This is true.
So, this is amazing.
This is true. Well, it's about balance. And I think Elizabeth Fantetti from IBS, the International Beauty Show, which happened this weekend, she talked a little bit about that. We asked her about balance, and she spoke to it. And that's kind of where I am as well. And that's why I thought it was important to get that on, because it is about finding balance. Like you said, we do a three-hour broadcast. I'm here every day doing that. But I literally live, eat, and breathe hair radio for 24 hours a day. It's not just a little something, you know, and it's not just radio talk we do or podcast talk.
So many other things.
Exactly. And there are folks out there, and we kind of tip our hat to them, and they're just, you know, and we've influenced them. You heard from Miss Savvy Pro this morning. Patrice, when we opened up our broadcast, I had been on her show this past week. I don't usually do a lot of other podcast shows and stuff like that for other folks so much, but she has always considered me a mentor, as so many folks, and thank you, do. So I was able to go and do her show and just, you know, get the word out to a new audience. On what we do, and many of them have already tuned in. They know who we are. And I believe that to be authentic, I believe in being authentic.
That's it.
To me, it's also about survival. You know, I think we started today's broadcast on our playlist, our music playlist, with Gloria Gaynor. It gets no better than I Will Survive. Gets no better than I Will Survive.
I love that song.
me too. And speaking of the music playlist, we also had in Golden with Jill Scott. I mean,
Jill
you
Scott.
Know, yeah. Now, on the way, we've got some Robin S. coming up when Michael gets here at about 7:25 this morning. We have just been doing some amazing things on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think we also, yeah, well, here's the thing, Nicole Marie. We also heard from this
Dr.
morning,
Evans.
Dr. Evans. Yes, Dr. Evans from Beofi Global, BeofiGlobal.com.
Mom, and just how much,
yeah,
you know, just caring for her and, you know, just the everything that she poured into him. And how that influenced what he's doing today. I love that.
Me too. And and speaking of the folks at Beofi Global, we have their Eugene Davis, who was our Eugene Davis.
Yeah.
He will be.
Hey,
he
Eugene.
Will be with us. Yes, yes. We're shouting him out this morning. He'll be with us in the Spotlight Hour at 8. Today we're going to talk to him a little bit about Beofi. We're going to talk to him a little bit about being a CD creative
Great.
Director over there and so much. Also want to find out, I'm going to see if I can get a little bit of hair talk out of him this morning, but we're going to tackle
All right.
some of the hot, it's a bonus edition of Hot Mic Live. And so we're going to look at, you know, if you, for folks who tuned into the first hour of the broadcast, we kind of talked a little bit. There were some things going on during the show. We talked
right.
about, I think we had Cheryl Morrow weighing in on Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Love
which
Cheryl Morrow.
Is me too. And that part of that was, you know, we are a chronology of cultural touchstones in the Black community. So that
sure,
was
we are.
Around the time when Bill Cosby had just gone into prison. So we have done so much. If you
wow.
look back, yeah, this version of the broadcast, the morning edition. Now, remember, I've been on doing the Hair Radio Show itself, which was on other networks in different time slots, you know, from New York to Atlanta. But this version, which is the morning blog talk, we started 9 years ago. So we'll be celebrating our 10th anniversary on that next year. And so I'm super excited about that. But, yeah, we have just been doing it up with as much as we can right here on the
Certainly
show.
Have.
So, yeah, so it's all good and no
so
complaints.
So much more to come.
So much more. Well, like I say every day, we always, we're
every
unpacking.
Every day something different. Yeah.
We've got something different. No two shows are ever exactly the same. I mean, we check so many boxes on the Hair Radio Morning Show because it is something that is organic. You can't
right.
copy organic.
You
just can't copy it. And there's it's an original. And that's what we are here at the broadcast. So
that's
I'm
it.
Grateful to folks who support us.
Thank you.
Yeah, got to take a moment to thank our incredible fans, as you guys know. Who tune in from coast to coast. Yeah. And around the world.
Yeah.
And literally around the world, Nicole Marie. So we want to just, you
so
know,
true.
For those who, yeah, first I have to always say community is important. As you guys know, Michael really checks that box here on our broadcast, along with you too, Nicole Marie, and myself. We're all civic-minded
right.
folks. You yourself, as I mentioned at the top, an elected official down in Water Valley, Mississippi.
Yes.
Michael is an accredited claims agent who helps the veterans to navigate the claims and compensation process to help them with their disabilities out there. And myself, I'm an appointed New York City public official. I also serve on my board here. We're often on the news and things like that locally. And I just want to shout out other folks who are doing amazing things as well. So I want to tip our hat to all veterans everywhere.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
We love you.
For
we appreciate
service.
You.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. And by the way, I thank you, Nicole Marie and Michael, for your service as well. So I want to make sure and get that on in. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's about, Carrie. Service to other people.
Right, I totally agree. Yeah. And also want to say to all the licensed cosmetologists out there and natural hair community, all of the professional stylists and barbers, braiders, cornrows, specialists, you know, all of that. I want to say thank you. And wherever you are on the spectrum of hair and beauty, you know, whether you're weaving it up still or extension and whatever, you know, just come to ourselves, talk to us, be part of our conversation so we can all get there together because everybody's a little different. And we always want to have that focus on respect for others in the hair space. And I think we do that. So whether you're, if you're a hair practitioner, trichologist, educator, hair product, you know, whatever, we're here. And we can handle the talk. We can handle it with no problem. So we welcome you. And just a reminder, coming up now, I don't know if you've seen this, Nicole Marie, but we have been talking up our Get Set Atlanta.
Get Set Atlanta.
Get Set Atlanta, which is live. Yes, it's going to be at Nam Da Nam, which is a beautiful farmer's market. It's a real huge market. Let me just explain this. This is not a little store outside type thing. This is an inside market space. So I've been there, and I just love it. We did something there 5 years ago. We're going back to the very same spot in honor of that, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited.
Oh, you're going to have a ball. She's got amazing health and wellness products already there. It's a beautiful little store location. And so when folks are checking out at the market space, you are looking and coming straight to Eileen's shop. I've never seen anything like it. So you literally, while we're there, you have a chance to interact with hundreds of people.
So
I'm super excited. So then if you're looking for more information, it's all laid out. It's all laid out. Let me tell you how simple it is to get the details. You know Google. You heard of it? Google search Get Set Atlanta.
Get Set.
That's it. It'll pop right on up. We're at the top. Get Set Atlanta. Now, if you want to go to our website, feel free to do so at AfroLockMagazine.com. And we've got some news on AfroLock coming up in the next hour as well. But AfroLockMagazine.com, that's AFROLOCK. There's a tab there. So AfroLock Magazine, you go there, there's a Get Set Atlanta tab. You can't miss it. Click on that. And I love that tab because it gives you a whole lot of other details about the event. And if all else, of course, you go to Eventbrite and buy, and you can either get a free ticket. So if you're planning to come out and join us, get a free ticket. Doesn't cost you a dime. And you can do that at Eventbrite.com. And for you guys who have no idea how to spell Eventbrite, it's EventBrite. Eventbrite.com. And what you can do there is get your free ticket or get a VIP ticket. So if you want a VIP ticket, you are getting more and more and more of what we have to offer. So we have a special VIP welcoming red carpet for you. We'll be taking pictures, gift bags, all that goody stuff, and some surprises as well. So we are so, so excited. And you can get all of your tickets. All the tickets are, we have one source that's our ticketing source, and that is Eventbrite.com. So go there, get your free ticket, doesn't cost you a dime, and join us. Or get a VIP ticket. So the beauty is when you go to Eventbrite.com, Nicole Marie, it breaks down what we're doing at the event, the entire schedule. So I'm happy about this. This is going to be great. Now, are you doing there? We're doing some hair. Now, you know we got to talk hair and beauty. We don't go out.
without doing that.
You got that right. That is our number one. We will be talking hair and beauty, but just as important, and we talked about community, we want to make sure that folks are fortified with how to operate in their shop, their salon or barbershop, should there be an emergency. So that's what Get Set stands for. It's an acronym. and that means safety or, you know, at your salon. It really does. The salon emergency training is what it technically stands for. And so we'll be talking about that. We're doing hands-only CPR, so nobody's lips are going on anybody else. Hands-only
right.
CPR. And in addition to hair talk and beauty talk, plus we've got, I got my hair friends coming out. Then Karen
wonderful.
Is coming. Everybody is coming down to Atlanta. Yeah, it's going to be huge. My brother will be there. Tons of folks that you guys know who are already there. They're, Atlanta's big on hair.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited.
I'm excited.
And, me too. And it really gets to kick off our Hair Across America tour. So I'm really, really excited. So, yeah, we'll be keeping you informed. I'm going to try to get some other folks in so we can make some additional announcements. You'll have to tune in to the Hair Radio Morning Show so that you can find out what's going on. And Nicole Marie, speaking of going on, coming up in just a few minutes, we have, of course, Hope of the Day to talk about. We'll break it on down for you with Nicole Marie.
Yes.
Yeah. And then coming up in the next hour, our Spotlight Hour. And I got to remind everybody, we talked a little bit about this at the top of the hour. The Hair Radio Morning Show airs from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm here in New York City. And then 5 to 8 for the Central Time Zone folks. The first welcome hour, you know, we're hitting it hard. We've got a lot of things to get on. We're kind of flowing through some of our recent guests' commentary. We have new commentary. Sometimes we have special guests in that first hour live on the air with you guys. We're playing music. We're kind of getting you off the ground, ascension to, you know, some of the things to come during the broadcast. And then our mid-hour, our 7 o'clock to 8 if you're in New York, if you're out in Central like you, Nicole Marie, then it's 6 to 7, and that's our Hot Mic Live. You
yeah.
never know what you're going to hear on Hot Mic Live. And that's usually Nicole Marie, myself. We may have a special guest join us on that. And, of course, yeah. And then Michael Hopkins is here to help us to fill out the hour. And then you guys know him. He hosts Vet Talk Radio again on Tuesdays at 8:30. Coming up a little later today, we'll talk to him about yesterday's broadcast. So much to really get into on that and what's happening in Vet Talk for their fourth season on the way. So we got a lot to chat about. And then in the third hour today, we are doing a bonus of Hot Mic Live. So I'm real happy about that. A bonus, Nicole Marie, a bonus edition from 8 to 9. We are bringing, talk about Beyonce and Dr. Evans. We're bringing back.
That's
bringing
wonderful.
Back Eugene Davis to the airwaves.
Right.
So it's going to be live.
Shout
it's going to be hot. Yes. And when I tell you we got a lot to talk about, I'm going to talk a little bit about Bill. I'm going to see what he's up to, Bill Cosby. We're going to talk about, Sean Puffy Combs, all this stuff in the news.
Oh, boy.
I want to talk a little bit. I just want to talk a little bit about even said that they convicted the guy for the slaying of the famous rapper from Run-DMC. We're going to talk a little bit about some of these things. I call it kitchen table talk.
Right.
The Hair Radio Morning Show today with Hot Mic Live, a bonus edition coming up at 8. And again, Eugene will be joining us, and you should too. So, Nicole Marie, I have to say it's time to kind of take a look at some of the live stuff we've got to get into. IBS is Sunday. I'll be out there, and it's going to be great weather, I'm told. So I got my fingers crossed. Yeah. Wow, that's
great.
What we say. We got our fingers crossed.
I can't
crossed.
Wait to hear we'll all about that. Terry.
Oh, thank you, Nicole Marie. Yeah, it should be fun. You know, we're going to miss you this year there. You joined us last year. Yeah.
I'm going to miss
you. We really are going to miss you.
I'll have to make plans for the next
year.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're going to see you before then because you're coming to Atlanta.
I'll be in Atlanta.
At our wonderful guest set, Atlanta.
I'll be there.
Cinco de Mayo on May 5th of 2024. Mm-hmm. It starts around 11 a.m., but if you're a VIP ticket holder, then 10:30 we'll get on underway with our photos and chatting and all that kind of stuff and special talkers and all that. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. And just so much more going on. So, again, today, episode number 960. We'll just kind of keep it moving this morning. Nicole Marie, I have to say, inspiration. Do we need that little dose today?
We need it.
We certainly do.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That says a lot.
Can't do without it, Nicole Marie.
No, we can't. We don't want to because we just love the hope of the day. I call it my HOD. We absolutely love it. So, yeah, we do. I do. That's what I really call it here at the radio show when I'm working on all the notes is HOD. Nicole Marie and HOD. So, listen, I want to go ahead and get your wonderful original, and this is what I mean, organic. You know that word we use all the time in the hair business.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to say that the intro that we did kind of put together something for Nicole Marie and all that you're doing. So I'm going to go ahead and get that on this morning with hope. Hope. There's always what, Nicole Marie? Hope.
There's always hope.
Exactly. Okay, take a listen, folks.
First of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
All right, Nicole Marie. High Hope, Patrick Lindsay's
High
book.
Hope.
So what is on tap for today? What hope do you have for us?
The hope of the day is find the trade-offs. Life is rarely definitive. Usually, it's a series of compromises between desires and possibilities, hopes and realities, achievements and fulfillment. Seek fulfillment. Back to you, Carrie.
Wow. Seek fulfillment. And I think that is what Patrick, that really has a deep meaning, a very profound meaning. Find the trade-off about life, and I agree.
Yeah,
and you do have to make compromises. And to me, it's also relates to prioritizing, making those hard decisions about what you kind of want to do, especially if you're an entrepreneur, many of us are. You got to make those tough decisions. And then for folks like yourself, Nicole Marie, you're also a mom and a wife and just doing it up. You've got a whole family.
Back to that balance.
yes, and you're a pro at, you're on the radio show each morning. So a radio star. And then if that's not enough, you are doing so much in education. So you're a full out there kind of a person. And, again, it goes back to what Elizabeth from IBS show, Elizabeth Santetti, said, it's about finding the balance, and I think that's important. So, speaking about finding that trade-off and what's important to you, and so what about you? Do you find that trade-off each day? Do you figure out that balance?
I do. I certainly do. There are so many things that I'm juggling and trying to find time to do and so forth, so that balance is very, very important for me. And time management, I live by my calendar, have to write everybody in my family, I have a calendar that I keep so I know where everybody's supposed to be, where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be doing, and that's part of my balance. I have to have that to keep that balance.
I love it. I always wondered how you did it. Now we know. Let's find out how Michael Hopkins, VPR host, Michael Hopkins, good mid-show.
My.
To you.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, and my. Now I know Nicole Marie's secret.
We all do. Well, Michael, are you one of those who often, finds the trade-off, like what Patrick was saying in his book? Are you always working on that balance? And I think we talked about this recently too. But are you prioritizing things? How do you get so much done as well?
Wow, that's a very good question, Carrie Hines. That is a very good question.
Thank you.
And I do have to do trade-offs. I have to do it all the time because I deal with a lot of veterans. I'm a member of different veteran organizations. I also still have to do the granddaddy thing, the daddy thing, the great granddaddy thing, the friend thing, and all that good stuff. So. Yeah, lots of times I have to.
And you're a radio star, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yeah, very, very much so. I'm always doing some kind of trade-off, some kind of compromise, some kind of finding something, going with the flow. You know, they might as well be calling me the hardest working man in showbiz.
No, that spot's already been taken.
Second hardest working man in showbiz.
There you go, Hopkins. There you go. Listen, we just appreciate you. We really do, to the moon and back. I have the best on-air team of anyone who could ever be out there. And, Michael, you've been with us for several seasons of the Vet Talk Radio.
Very much so.
Yes.
Very much so.
Amazing ride.
Absolutely. Incredible ride. And coming up after our music break, we're going to delve into that a little bit. And then in the next hour, we have some other wonderful Hot Topic talk with our Hot Mic Live bonus with Eugene Davis, special guest. We'll get more into that in the next half hour. But
great
to have you. Yeah, I'm just enjoying this. This is really great.
Great morning.
Yes, now. Been an awesome morning show? The first half has been just incredible. We're literally at that halfway point. The days go by so quickly here. So listen, we made a promise that we get on some Robin S. this morning in our break. Yeah, so we're going to do that, and we'll be right back. We've got a lot more to get to, more unpacking to do. Stay with us. the folks who this is the first time they're hearing about My Ivana. Tell us about My Ivana, please.
Absolutely. And first, I must do like you, Carrie. I have to give a shout out to our team. Shirley Dickinson is our global brand manager, and Sam is one of our partners. He's such a jewel in the industry. Anytime we get to have legacy of that nature is just such a blessing. And just to give you a little clarity, my name is Robin D. Groover, and I'm actually Chief Hair Officer of My Ivana. Candace Mitchell Harris is our fearless founder and CEO.
Oh, and okay. Yes, thank you
we
for that.
We have, yes, absolutely. And she is amazing. I'm quite sure we're going to be able to get her on the show as well.
Let me shout out Ms. Candace. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. Absolutely.
She is everything. We met about maybe 8 years ago. The company is now a decade. And so I am super excited about the growth and the good work that we do and helping save hair strands through technology. So from the My Ivana team, thank you, Carrie, for having us here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that. What exactly is My Ivana, and where did the name come from? I said to myself, where did the name, how did that all happen? And tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, great question. Well, My Ivana, actually, we are a beauty tech company that makes software for hair. And the word My Ivana comes from your destination, which is hair nirvana.
And
so that's how My Ivana was created. Absolutely. And there's a really cool story behind that. And I'll save that for Candace. You know, we have to keep the things for her to talk about as well.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm loving this. And I think this is great. Yes. And speaking of your founder, Candace, and all the folks at My Ivana and everybody that I've just in this little bit of time have uncovered, I'm just blown away. You guys have taken this whole, to me, it's promotions, it's education, it's information, it's just everything out there with beauty and wellness and hair and it's even bigger than that. And you've merged it with technology. You've done so much, and I just love it. And we are just eating it up.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to calm down, but you hit it on the head.
Listen, I've got some questions for you. Now, you know what? And that's where we're going to start. Now, you mentioned, and you gave me some clarity, you are the chief hair officer. So, and I love
am.
That. I've never heard of a chief hair officer in 3 decades.
Well, yes,
so,
absolutely.
What's the role that what does a chief hair officer do? As a company, tell us about that.
Very good question. I'll just give you a little background on how this all came together. I've been in the industry for 30 years plus and always a futurist in mindset. And in my salon, during this particular time, we were overwhelmed with the amount of paper. When it came to doing consultations, which is, for us, the foundation of healthy hair, when you're consulting and servicing a client. And quite frankly, I asked God a question, and I was like, how do I stay relevant in beauty? And and the answer was, what gave you your most success, which is Ionic technology and ceramic tools. So the answer was technology. So needing a technology partner, I asked a direct question, and I was directed to My Ivana. And we had done projects before, and I found an email, called it, and there was Candace on the other line. And it so amazing, Carrie, that throughout the years we started seeing pictures where we had been together in the same places at the same time. And when I first met her, it was actually at a Bronner Brothers show. They were just launching. I was so proud of them because innovation is very important for our industry. And
absolutely,
with Candace's vision of seeking hair guidance as a computer scientist, she put a stake in the ground and took that opportunity and brought it to life. And so once I started looking at consultations, we would do hair and strand analysis in the salon, and I'm really big on process and systems, but building, you know, you have to pick your lane and keep on going and work it, you know, for the best of your ability. And so here comes Candace doing the same work with a different foundation of technology. And it was just a beautiful beginning. And so as chief hair officer, I came in actually looking for to build technology and found a technology family. And with that, being a chief hair officer started out with basically as an advisor, you know, because my experience with healthy hair and my methodology is very results-oriented. I feel that if you cannot transform the hair, it's not giving the client the best of its ability. And so with that, starting off with consultation, we started working from there, and they were in a phase of deep diving in the science of hair. And that, for hair geeks, made me so happy because now I had a place to go in the science without being frowned upon. Because, you know, we go in this industry a lot of times as artists. And what I realized with the hair challenges, if we're going to be solutionists, it has to start with the science. And that was the beginning of my chief hair officer pathway. It started and is rooted in consulting and the science of hair.
And if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time, take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. Listen, it is Wednesday morning, February 28th of 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It is about 7:45 if you're on the East Coast, 6:45 for our Central Time Zone folks. Got to bring back to the line, you know him well. We're talking about Vet Talk and so much more. My great, great friend, as you heard, I love having a cup of coffee with all of you guys and my esteemed on-air team. Michael Hopkins comes to us out of
Virginia.
Yes, Michael. So we're on. Got to talk to you a little bit about the show first. Have you been enjoying the broadcast today? Like I said, we were talking, it's always different. What are your thoughts on the broadcast today?
Oh, yes. The show has been simply amazing, Carrie. It's been amazing this morning.
Oh, Michael, you always say that. Now, tell us why.
Carrie, you had one of my favorite ladies from the 70s singing I Will Survive. We are talking Miss Gloria Gaynor. You couldn't help. If you were in the 70s, you couldn't help but love that song with her. You couldn't
help
it.
Well, you know what? I got to say this. I think Gloria's from North New Jersey, and one of my great family friends, a great singer, was always out there with Gloria Gaynor. Listen, I think Gloria's still out there singing I'm Going to Survive. She has been
I wouldn't doubt it.
That lady has been singing. She probably made millions off that song. I mean, she's been singing
very
out for years and years. On the show, we love her. We absolutely love her. Gloria Gaynor. Yes, and she looks fantastic. She always has. Michael. Yeah. So okay. So you enjoyed Gloria this morning, and yeah, I think the song caught folks off guard today. But I love it, and I love the show. I thought today's guests, the folks that we blended in on the broadcast, I think were fantastic.
Oh, yes.
And I'm looking forward to the next hour and getting Eugene in here to talk about some of Hot Mic Live talk coming up on the way. And, you know, maybe we'll get into some hair talk and just some other things. But I'm happy to have everybody with us each day here. As we talked about, Nicole Marie, we were talking about 1,000 mornings together. Well, today is show number 960. So we've been kind of doing that. Yes, indeed.
A big countdown, Gary.
Well, yeah, I kind of like it, though. I really do.
Yeah.
I think it's a great thing, and folks have been very supportive in their own way. And you know, and I'm kind of feeling it. Yeah, so what else
very
did you hear
so.
Today on the broadcast that you just love, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, and I also love Dr. Evans.
Good morning.
Yeah, I love Dr. Evans, and he just, it's just so very powerful when he talks about his dedication to his mom. And it just, every time I hear that, it, you know, Carrie, it reminds me so much when I was taking care of my mom. And
right,
then that passion, that dedication, that and that's just something, Carrie, is sometimes, you know, Carrie, it's hard to explain to someone not unless they've kind of gone through what you've gone through with a parent. It's hard to explain. But when
you
hear
what,
somebody
my goal
else.
To that end, you know, we're going to be getting into that kind of the conversation soon on this broadcast. We're going to kind of talk a little bit about that, about coping you know, a lot of folks out there, you guys are helping to take care of an elderly parent. So we're going to get into all of that. Those are conversations to come right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Great stuff.
What I want to say, yeah, thank you for that. And I have to say, yes, that was great. Dr. Evans from BeOfiGlobal.com, you guys know them. Speaking of which, Eugene will be here in the next hour. We'll get him to weigh in a little bit on that as well. But we love when Dr. Evans, you know, he goes in. And the great news
yes,
is
he does.
He's expected to be back here on the Hair Radio Morning Show on Friday. So we are looking at about the time. So, yeah, so we're excited to have him Friday morning about 8 New York time, 6 for Central time, folks. And we're going to ask him and talk to him a little bit about this. And he's got so much to share on what the OP Global, what they're working on these days, and what you guys, you know, to be abreast. So I cannot wait. Maybe we'll get a little bit out of you this morning on that as well in the next hour.
Oh, getting the skinny. Is that what it is, Gary? Getting the skinny?
Yeah, we're going to get the skinny a little bit. That's true. Now, Michael, real quick, I want to just ask you a little bit about Vet Talk. Yesterday was a very special broadcast. Folks asked, Carrie, what did we get on Vet Talk? Michael, what can you tell us about yesterday's episode and any feedback?
Wow, Carrie. Yes, yes, and more yes. It was some great feedback. Just, you know, just talking about doing what we do here with at Vet Talk and having people, my veterans. You know, I get real passionate, as you know, about my veterans, and I had a lot of them contact me. They loved that particular episode that we did. They loved it. They really did.
Wow.
They loved it, just the 5 ways with the service connection, because it's like it's the basics. It's coming home. It's the fundamentals, as I always call it. And these guys,
yeah,
my vets, they loved it. They loved it because these are the things that they want to know. What's the first step? I have that all the time, you know, as an ACA, as you call it, or as an
accredited
claims agent.
Yeah.
I get that all the time. What's the first step? Mr. Hopkins, what do I have to do? What's next? What's this? And I love sharing these things with them. These are the same things I share with my veterans when I'm one-on-one with a vet. It's the exact same thing. Or if I have a group of veterans. And I just love it, Carrie. And it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Well,
it's a beautiful thing what we do.
You had an amazing group. Lots of folks were listening to that episode. So awesome job. You're about to kind of get into your fourth season. You've been here a while, Michael. You kind of like a part. You're like the drapes up at the window. We know you're there.
Wow.
And it makes us feel good. And so we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You hold out the sun and the heat.
Oh.
And and we appreciate that. So good.
So that
stuff.
Does that mean I have my parking space in the corporate parking lot now?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yeah. You know, because listen, as a lot of us, you know, here's the thing: we stay relevant on this show, and
I love it.
With the broadcast that, you know, when the world thinks that, oh, you're getting a little bit up there, you know, it's time for you to, you know, they kind of move you aside like you're an old dish rag,
right,
and you just have no more value to them. And that's a lot of what we get channeled out there. And we have a lot of younger listeners. We've got a lot of wonderful listeners who are older. We appreciate everybody. And it's not about being, you know, excluding people. When does the world wake up and understand it's inclusivity is how you progress and make success? That's why you have so much, so many things out there with folks fighting all kinds of personal things and sadness and depression and all that stuff. You've got to include folks. Folks need to be feeling like they're part of a community.
Very much
and
so, Carrie.
You are loved, and you need to understand that you're also appreciated. My goodness. So thank you, folks. I mean, this is not rocket science. And just learn to treat folks with dignity and respect. Which is something we strive to do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show every single day. And we love
words,
it. And
Carrie.
We appreciate you. Thank I know I get off on a little tangent here and there, but I just want to make sure that folks know, because sometimes that's all you hear. You go through life and you don't even hear anybody saying that we appreciate you. And your voice counts.
You're right.
And
your
voice
counts.
Your
voice
counts. You count.
Very much
you
so.
Count. And so, you know, and I think that, you know, folks are feeling connected to our broadcast, and I love it, and we're going to just keep doing more and more and more. So,
that's
so
right.
Listen, we're going to, right? Am I right? And that's the way it
that's
kind of
right.
should be. So
100%.
I just wanted to go ahead and get that on out there. So listen, why don't we take a little bit of a break? Michael, we've got a lot more to get into. Eugene will be here in the next hour, and we are so excited. So folks out there, you are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins, host of what, Michael?
The Vet Talk Radio Show. Yes, sir.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back, folks. It's Two Thumbs Up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new movie talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's movie talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
While he was scheming, I was dreaming in the beamer, just beaming. Can't believe that I call my men cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree. And on the way I grabbed Sully and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. Oops, there goes the dream we used to say. There goes the times we spent away. There goes the love I had, but you cheated on me. And that's for that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes your never. You're old.
And ladies,
while he was bragging. I was coming down the hill of just a dragon. All the pictures and the clothes and the bagging. Sold everything else till there was just nothing left. And I paid all the bills about a month too late. It's a shame we have to play these games. The love we had just fade away, away. There goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the times we spent away. There goes the love I have cheated on me. And that's for that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes you'll never leave me alone. For all the lies you told, this is what you own.
Hey, lady.
Morning. It's February 28th of 2024. It's our broadcast number 960, show number 960, as we march towards 1,000 shows and beyond. I want to take a moment to bring to the line a special guest who's joining me right now. It's been a while since he has really had an opportunity to have our Hot Mic Live mic to himself for a few minutes. On our broadcast, we got a lot to catch up with him about. This is the interview you've been wanting to hear. Plus, we're getting into some of the topics of the day. We'll talk a little bit about that and what's happening. Michael Hopkins will be back to join us in just a little bit, say about 10, 15 minutes from right now. First, let me get to the line. Mr. Eugene Davis, you've been listening to Beyofi this morning. And so much talk. Yes. Well, officially, welcome to our Spotlight Hour. And in the spotlight is you, Eugene Davis. Good morning again.
Well, thank you, Kerry.
Glad to be with
you. Good morning. Good morning, Kerry. Thank you for having me on today. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be talking with you again. I'm always excited, you know, for Hair Radio. And I just want to get right into it.
Awesome. Well, first, I got to say, I've been enjoying today's show. What about you? You've been listening. What are your thoughts on anything you've heard today on the show?
Well, I listened to the show all morning, and I like the quotes from Nicole Marie. That was amazing. And
what's that
also, Yes, it was, yes. And I also listened to, I can't remember her name, but she was talking about the science of hair and artistry, and I thought that was quite interesting that she found a place, a home, that she could go to where they really got into the science, because a lot of, and I agree with what she said, a lot of hairstylists are artists, but there's very few that are that get into the science of hair and have
the capability
of artistry.
Yes. Absolutely. I think that was through the post from my Ivana. Let me also say, and that's a good point, Eugene, if you guys missed any part of today's broadcast, we've got you covered. The Hair Radio Morning Show is available as a podcast that you can listen to anytime after we wrap our live show at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock for Central Time Zone. Once we go off the air, you literally will be able to Google five words, The Hair Radio Morning Show. And those, all those episodes, 960 episodes will be rising right in front of you. So you can, it's on demand. So in other words, you'll be able to listen as you like to our amazing episodes. So we have a big vault of classic shows, of current shows, of so much. We're the most prolific of any hair and beauty talk radio show in the history of broadcasting. So I just want to go ahead and put that out there at 960 today. So that's incredible. So Eugene, I also have to say I loved listening to Beyofi today. BeyofiGlobal.com, BeyoFi. You know, for folks who are just tuning in, your founder and man behind the brand, Dr. Bernard Evans, who we certainly aired at the top of this whole broadcast today, will be back with us live right here on the air this coming Friday. So we're happy to have him on and to kind of catch up with him about what's going on at Beyofi, and I call it Beyofi Global and beyond. So Eugene, could you just remind everybody a little bit of what Beyofi is all about, if you don't mind, just, you know, and your thoughts.
Okay. Well, yes, Kerry. Beyofi is a Black-owned company, which I'm so proud to be able to work for.
Yeah.
Bernard has been my mentor for over 20 years. So I'm glad that he invited me on to be a part of Beyofi, because his work ethic is the same as mine. It's about empowering and teaching and having the next generation of hair people not just do the artistry, but be able to know about the science, know about the financial way to manage your money, know how to become incorporated where you can make money by supporting other businesses. So, like, we have an affiliate program. We have emerging services, which also allows them to take control of their destiny and their career as they build it up. So, and we also have fabulous products, fabulous hair extensions, fabulous tools, we're going to do an education tour soon, and we'll be letting you know about that so you can shout out about it for us. But we're going to be going around the States and in Europe and the Caribbean with our tour, just telling people, encouraging them in this career and letting them know what is possible, but also how to manage their careers. I wish everyone had the opportunity to be mentored by Dr. Bernard, because that's how I'm able to succeed, because I saw it firsthand, the things that he was doing. Then he took me under his wing as his assistant, and I got to meet, I know he mentioned Luther Vandross. I got to meet Luther Vandross. I got to meet Teddy Pendergrass.
Wow.
I got to meet so many people in the industry as his assistant that are no longer here. So I met legendary folks, you know what I mean, that he was working with during that time. So it inspired me to want to move on in my career. And as I got a little bit older and a little bit more seasoned, I started venturing out, too, into music videos and to editorial and commercial and just all sorts of things that I got into based on what I saw someone else doing. And I've always stayed close with him this whole time. And, you know, we're always coming back to say, I'm doing this, or how, what do you think about this, or what do you think about that? So that's why it's so important for me now, at this point in my career, I'm taking the next step as a part of BOFI and teaching and encouraging others.
Well, you've been doing that for quite a while, Eugene. Every time I used to talk to Eugene, he was in a different state somewhere with a room full of folks talking about so many wonderful products and just doing it up, you know, and it really means a lot. You're making a difference. Every time we can get in front of folks and talk about what we're doing and talk about the amazing connection that is obvious that we're having with folks. And I feel it because I remember even at my event that I've done, my Hair Nation Expo tour that we did down in Atlantic City, I'd have a room full of cosmetology students, high schoolers, who were all there and would come out and support to learn. And they were so kind to me. I said, oh, my gosh, I just felt so privileged to be in a position to get them, you know, to get them on their way and to start them with what we needed to start them with. And so I just want to thank all of our fans, and I really do. I want to thank everybody for just being there for us. And, you know, and we're not done yet at the broadcast. We are just kind of getting started. We really are. Well, listen, I am so happy to have Eugene Davis again. Now, Eugene, we go back a little bit, and I know that you will be kind of doing some wonderful work in this space, the fabric of hair. I know you're doing some things out there with all of that, and you've got so many more things that you're working on. Is there anything else you can share with us today that you want us to kind of know? That you know, that or that you look forward to?
Well, I'd like to say that I do a fabric of hair. I do on LinkedIn and Facebook, and I have a group on Facebook, Fabric of Hair. And I talk about a lot of things. Like this month, I was celebrating some of the things from the – hold on a second. Yeah, I was celebrating a lot of Black history and Black History Month.
Oh, yeah,
That was good, and the post got really good reception. I posted about Aaliyah, the late Aaliyah, Willie Morrow.
We miss her music so much. Oh, my gosh. I need to get on some Aaliyah here. That's what I'm going to have to get
I
that
love
program.
Yeah,
me too.
I had the privilege of working with her, too, once or twice in her, when I was first starting out in my career. I met her on the One More Chance video.
So,
for
you know what,
Small.
Eugene Davis, we are going to talk a little bit as we kind of move along here this morning. Why don't we take a little break and come back with more of Eugene Davis right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Bye.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're back live. It is Wednesday morning. It's February 28th of 2024. It's our broadcast number 960. As we kind of roll in, what about 44 minutes to go for wrap up today on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know we're wrapping up. Also, Black History Month, we've been just killing it. Tomorrow is the leap year day, you know, wrap up. And our special guest in the spotlight hour will be former mayor from Jersey, Wayne Smith, who is our most celebrated. I think he's been with us more times than anybody right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and he's a fan favorite. So we're super excited about that on Thursday's show. Right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. He'll be here live. So, yeah, great things. We've been chatting this morning with the one and only, again, creative director with BOCGlobal.com. We're real happy to have with us. You guys know him. He's been a contributor right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and he's got a lot more. And I think he's got some news on that in. Eugene Davis, good morning again, and welcome back to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Friday.
Good morning,
Friday. I wish it was Friday. It's Wednesday morning, February 28th. Again, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you too, Kerry.
Yes. You know what I also love about you, Eugene, when you always used to kind of break down products for us. And I just love it. You always have a certain knack for, you know, doing reviews and just getting into all kinds of wonderful stuff that makes us think about hair care and what we put into our hair. And you always weigh in with your own original brand of that. And I just love it. And our fans, I know they love it as well. Now, listen, one of the reasons we invited you here. I'm going to go ahead and first bring to the line one of our amazing co-stars. You know him well. You worked with him right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Of course, talking about the one and only. Now, he's an accredited claims agent, yes, and hosts the Vet Talk Radio Show. He comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And we're just happy to have always a little bit of a reunion here. Eugene Davis, Michael Hopkins. Again,
hey,
thank you guys so much.
Wow, Eugene, welcome back home. It's so great to hear you.
So
wow.
It's great to
been a minute, but great. Fantastic. Wow.
I know. It's been a minute. But I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be with Kerry. I'm glad to be with you and being back on the Hair Radio.
Yes.
Super fantastic.
I know you have some questions for Eugene Davis this morning. You had something you wanted to lead on in with. What would you like to share with our very special guest? And then we're going to get into some of the Hot Mic Live bonus talk today.
Okie dokie. Well, Eugene, I am just dying to know, how do you find your balance? I mean, you're a busy dude, man. How do you find that balance? Can you let us know?
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good, great question, because I heard someone talk about it earlier today. And a balance is not an easy thing, because I don't know if everyone knows that I have 5 children under 15, 2 in high school, 2 in junior high school, and 2 in elementary, and a dog. I work from home.
Under 15.
Wow.
And I work from home my wife also works at home. So we're working on 2 different things at the same time, but yet we still manage to get, you know, the running around with the kids. And I still, you know, have my meetings with Biofi and then writing the articles that I do online. So the balance for me, writing down my goals for the day, prioritizing them and checking them off. And I try to do whatever it is that's the easiest first, and then and lead up to the most challenging things. But as I do that, I think what makes it easier for me is I'm already preparing myself mentally from the very time I get up in prayer. That God, please guide me through this day and just hold me and make sure that you guide me in all things that I do. So that's how I find balance. And then at the end of the night, I just kind of meditate and reflect on my day. So that during the day, keeping myself mindful, because that way it doesn't overwhelm me.
Well, you're doing a great job, Eugene Davis. Yeah, you're doing a great job with that, and I can certainly, and Michael, I know you can relate as well.
Oh, very much.
You know,
so
we have a lot of folks who depend on us throughout, each day, really. And same thing, all of us. We're all out there leading the charge in what we do, very respected individuals. And so I'm very happy to have you on and just sharing your brand and doing big things. And we've never forgotten about you, I should say, on the Hair Radio Man Show. So good stuff. All right, everybody, I want to kind of remind everybody, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have with us, of course, our colleague, Michael Hopkins, who comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, and a wonderful, wonderful guest who, you know, he's not a stranger to you guys. He's doing big, big things as the creative director for Biofi Global. com, and I always spell it for you, so I'm going to do that today so you can visit the website because I just love this, and there's so much out there. And Dr. Bernard Evans, who we kind of had on, we did a little segment replay early this morning at the top of the show as well. He'll be with us live on Friday in just a couple days, so real excited about that. Biofi, be like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India, global.com, biofiglobal.com. Okay, so we're going to watch it on that noise, folks. I want to keep the noise low in the background so our listeners and fans can hear every word you got to say. So I've just enjoyed also catching up with Eugene Davis right here on the show. And Eugene, we've had some fun. I remember you were on one time, and Michael, I don't know if you remember this, but Eugene came on, it was after the big slap.
I remember very well.
Oh my God. We had that, we must have talked about that big slap from one year to the next.
Yes,
we really did.
That was legendary.
That was legendary.
Oh,
you know what? It really was. And believe it or not, I don't think we'll ever forget it. The Oscars, I think they're coming up real soon, like in a few weeks.
Very much so.
Let's hope there'll be no slapping.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
Buddy. Wow.
But
they
you
must
know
have
what,
guards to, or something, I guess.
I hope
because
so.
It had so many different levels to it. Like, you know, so many people had viewed the same thing but saw it differently, and that was interesting.
You know what? That kind of brings us to today's topic, which is why we're having this bonus edition. Oh yes, indeed. That's why we're having this bonus edition of Hot Mic Live. And we're on, yes, with our very special sitting in with us today, Eugene Davis. And we just sang, we love singing it, Eugene Davis.
Oh,
you've got one of those show business kind of things. Yeah, it just rolls
out
of tongue real well.
I'll say my name like that. You're going to say, what's the name? Like, Eugene Davis.
You know, it's a good thing you're not dodging the law.
Okay.
Say
what I'm telling you by now.
This is true. Well, listen, I've got to say, you know, there's been so much, and you may be in a special kind of space to speak to this. And, you know, I just looked when I turned on the TV and listen, I'll have to say there's one thing about the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's very rare you're going to ever hear us kind of delve into some of the salacious things that come across the TV. But when I saw this, I said, what is going on about what is alleged behavior? We don't know. But what's really happening, we're not on the inside. For me, it kind of started a few months back when I love me and you singer, Kathy, who you guys remember her with the shaved one side of her head kind of look that she brought back. And I just love Kathy so much. And she had, you know, made these huge accusations. And apparently had begun what we thought was a lawsuit and all this and had obviously had asked money. These are all alleged behaviors. We don't know what side is what and all this. We're not on the inside. But just looking from our outside perspective at this this whole thing, and to me, that's when it kind of got on my radar on what's happening here, what's really going on. But I'm glad they were able to settle that, apparently quietly outside of the scope of the media, I believe. And so we kind of let that kind of, you know, kind of go to bed a little bit. And then turn on the TV yesterday and all new allegations, this time from a fella who you guys can Google this. This is not from my lips. It's big news on everybody's platform out there across the world. So this is new allegations against Sean Puffy Combs. So I'm going to talk about this a little bit like at the kitchen table. We're always respectful here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know that. I just want to lead in with this, Eugene, and our special guest today on this bonus edition of Hot Mic Live on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, and I'm with Michael Hopkins, of course. But now talk to us a little bit about this, because you come to the broadcast with a lot of experience in production, in video and music and the entertainment sphere. Can you tell us what it's like so we can kind of so we can paint a picture for folks who have don't know that world?
Okay. I don't even know where to start, but I'll start here. It's like going to high school with the most popular, the geeks, and the not so popular, but everybody's got money, and everybody's doing whatever they want to do with no respect or balance for the next person. So it's kind of chaotic. That makes any sense, and it's just a lot going on, and I found it very hard to stay centered because there was so much. You know, it's either you could go this way and indulge, or you can go this way and be the outcast. So it was like you have to find your way through it. So it's not an easy business at all. And I'm not just talking about the celebrities. I'm talking about the people behind the celebrities. I'm talking about the record executives. And then they got their friends and their friends' friends. It's just a lot going on. And as a young person at that time in working with Bad Boy, and Little Kim, and
you were actually let's not gloss over.
Wow,
you were actually at Bad Boy Entertainment.
I worked with them, yes. I was hired to do the Lox video, All About the Benjamins. I did No Time with Puppy and Lil' Kim. That her first video. I did Crush on You, and I did Ladies Night. So, I mean, I was in the mix a lot. and I did a lot of editorial with them, too.
Yes. Go ahead. Okay, so, Eugene, did let's just outright ask you, did you feel that there was any kind of thing that was a little bit untoward? Did you feel any of that? I mean, all of this is conjecture, but did you feel anything, or were you just focused on your work?
I focused on my work, but at the same time, I felt sometimes there was a lot other things going on, you know, drugs, sexual stuff. Like, it was intense.
Let me put out a disclaimer on that. Because, again, this is, again, our just, you know, it's conjecture. We were not, we're not able to say, you know, one way or the other. This is kitchen table talk. So if you can't handle the heat, you're going to have to get out of the kitchen this morning. But yeah, we're talking a little bit about this, and this is the kind of thing that you guys are saying these things out there. And again, my whole thing is, you know, I'm not so naive that I and Michael, you can speak to this as well. I don't think I'm so naive that these things don't happen in the world of entertainment, because they happen in every corner of things in the world, sadly.
You're
absolutely
right, Gary.
Right? That's where we are.
Yeah.
Society.
You know, including the military.
Right.
gotta let you know
very,
as well.
Very much. Very much so, Gary. Very much so.
Yeah. So this is, you know, so Eugene, you're kind of hitting it on the head this morning. But again, this is we are not gonna you know, we're not able to convict it. That's not our position. But what we are trying to do is get you guys to think about some of this. And boy, oh boy, the internet is lit up like a firecracker.
Yes,
the comedian's name, Cat Williams, was out there just talking up a storm. Woo-wee. That's all I gotta say.
And you know what, Kerry? I'm not surprised because it was like I'm not gonna name names for confidentiality,
but
I've seen things and I heard things, and it was crazy. Like, it was a lot going on, especially in the '90s, 2000s, all the way up to now. Huh?
How did you feel? How did Eugene Davis, being a young person in the industry?
I was doing my job. Yeah, I was doing my job, and I loved what I was doing, because my thing is always seeing the video when it's produced. But it was sometimes, you know, you have downtime, and you're sitting around at the food truck or the food table, and people are talking, and some people don't talk to you. Some people have attitude. It was kind of weird. Like I said, it was like high school in the cafeteria.
It was really strange.
Wow. You got the Kickaboos and the Wannabes. Like, it was just crazy.
I navigated
myself through it, but I got to a point where I had made a decision that that's not what I wanted to do anymore, because that wasn't my lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? It's fabulous to be traveling and being it, but it wasn't me, because I wasn't insecure. You know what I mean? So I didn't need to always shout out, oh, I work with Puffy. Oh, I work with Lil' Kim. Oh, I work with Mary J. Blige. I didn't have to do that, because I knew who I was. So when I saw that there were so many people insecure around these celebrities, and just the whole thing, everybody has something to prove. And I'm like, I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody, you know? And even down to a point where I was hired to work for Vibe magazine, and I had to groom Puffy, and he didn't even talk to me. He told his assistant to tell me to shape up here under his chin. I'm like, wow.
Now, we reached out, the Hair Radio Morning Show reached out to Puffy's folks. We have not heard back as of this moment to get their opinion on all of this or their position, so to speak. So I just want to kind of say, and my link, the only thing I can say is that back in the day, we were out there as well, the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've been out there for about 28, almost 30 years in this area and in this space. And I remember early on, I think I was telling Eugene off mic the other day, yeah, I had an opportunity to go and interview Puffy's barber at the time. And he's gone on to do big things. Yeah, he's gone on to do big things. He had a shop in the Bronx. I literally don't remember where I was living at that time. Could have been anywhere. But I had a chance to go all the way to the Bronx. That was a good ride on a train for New York, as you know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
And went all the way up there to the shop. And I just remember we did some interviews and all of that, and I just remember walking down low once you got there. It was like in a cellar or something. And it was really, really great, and had a chance to go to his shop, and he gave us a little bit of the background of working with Puffy at that time. And but that was the only time, and all great stuff and just real positive vibes and all of that at that time. Now, we, just like what you heard early this morning in the first segment, the first hour and a few first segments, talking about folks like Bill Cosby and all the individuals, do you guys feel that the entertainment world, Michael, do you feel that the entertainment world has kind of changed since you turned on your TV in the 60s or 50s and music and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, boy.
Do you feel that the world has changed? It's not quite the same. What do you say about this, Michael Hopkins, BTR host?
Well, very much so, Kay. I really do think it's changed since the 60s. It's to me, and this is just Michael Hopkins' humble opinion, it looks more like things are just more open, more just go with what you know and hit the flow and everything is okay. And the compass, sometimes the impression that I get, and this is just Michael Hopkins' opinion, the impression I get that the moral compass somewhere along the way is not there. That's the impression I get. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that's me, Michael Hopkins. That's the impression I get right now, Carrie and Eugene.
Wow. Eugene, how do you feel about that? What did you say?
Yeah, Kerry, I agree with him because back in the day, we didn't have the internet. So if these things were going on or if the entertainment field had the same, I think in that behind the scenes hasn't changed. I just think it's more exposed now and people can see it now because of the internet and we can communicate it, you know. I think back then, especially in entertainment as African Americans, they had to keep the abuse on the hush. You know what I mean? Like if you wanted to make it, if you were being abused by a CEO at a publishing company or a producer or whatever, you had to keep it quiet if you wanted your career to keep going. And I think Little Richard was one of them that was talking about what was going on back then. He used to like kind of expose certain things. I remember seeing an interview, and I was like, you know what? It hasn't changed. It's just it's more visible now. It's more visible.
Very
much
so. That's
how many people leave it, you know, leave the entertainment, especially artists. Look at Left Eye before she passed. She was trying to get out because it was just too, like, you have no idea.
Well, folks, a lot of this, Eugene, Michael Hopkins, they have, you have a public image. And you kind of have a private image. And the public image, you know, and the industry folk, singers, actors, hair folks, whatever we're doing, you know, folks don't really know us. They know a version of us. that
Correct.
We kind of want them to know. So we put out certain stated things that we want them to follow or buy or support us. But do you really know these artists, you know? And, you know, for me, I think I'll never forget this. It just broke my heart to see this football player who is, you know, I'm not going to give names, but a well-known, he's a well-known athlete. And this fella was dragging his, at that time, his fiance off of an elevator after knocking her out. And I said, oh, my gosh, and we're celebrating these folks in many ways, but we don't know their behavior behind closed doors. But I do have a question for you. Is this happening in the regular world? Is it only entertainers, Michael? Did you see all kinds of abuse or any, you know, in the military without giving specifics? Michael, did you see any of this coming from your background? And you were in law enforcement, too.
Right, Carrie. Oh, yes, Karen, Eugene. Yeah, the oh, yes, very much so. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so grateful that especially military and in law enforcement, we have groups of we get together as people that are in that realm, and we get to talk about things. We get to share things. We get to have solutions to the problems, because in those areas, there are problems. You know, they're problems, and that's what I love about it, Carrie and Eugene. Yeah, we very much so.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Eugene Davis, is there anything that can be done? Are we able to move away from this? Or what, any, you know, how do we, what do we do next, I guess, is the big question with all of this.
Knowing
what we know.
Yes, I honestly think that as a culture, as African Americans, especially in America, and I know a lot of the military has this, but most people don't have the option for therapy. It is so helpful.
Right.
And so
very much so.
Our mental state, because you got to think.
Perfect.
I look at when I look online sometimes the news, it pops up on my phone and I look, and the amount of tragedies or domestic abuse and things that pop up is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's but of course they focus on the African American man or the woman, and I just shake my head sometimes. I'm like, these people, they don't need to be in jail. They need help.
Exactly.
And COVID didn't help. It just made people more desperate.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
They need someone to talk to. They need someone to help them think through things. And no one and that's one of the things that I would love to do as I we turn to alcohol and drugs. And then that destroys the person, not only the mind but the body, because we're not taught to go and seek professional help. So that's what destroys so many people. That destroys so many people. So I'd love to set up a foundation in the future, as I work with BOFI, because we are big on giving back to communities. And one of the things I would do is set up a community center with or organization with therapists and mental health advisors that people can just walk in and talk to somebody, maybe even a hotline. I don't know, but
very
much.
Yeah. The only thing I would add to that, Eugene Davis, is that, well, you don't need to be walking in these days. You can just turn on your camera on your cell phone and boom, bam.
Very much so.
Tell doctors now. Yes. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I forgot. I'm the first one to admit that I go to a therapist, and my main therapist, my main psychologist on, I see him through Zoom.
Now, how does that feel, Eugene? Yeah, that's what I was wondering. How does that feel to be able to share that? Isn't that freeing to let folks know, hey, I'm raising my hand?
It is.
Yeah.
It is, because it's helped tremendously. That's when you said balance. That's how I keep my balance. Because I'm able to speak what's on my mind. I'm able to free myself of guilt and shame. You know, because a lot of times what's happening to people, we're reliving trauma from before, and we every time Ooh. Something triggers that, we either get angry
yes.
or we react or we run. So it's fight or flight. And a lot of times people do these senseless, that's why people didn't even buy guns, because we do these senseless shootings of loved ones or partners and children. And when they do this, it's because they can't deal with their emotions. And that's what
Very
also, wow.
so.
People learn to deal with their emotions.
Very much so.
And that's the same in the entertainment field. If they learn to deal with their emotions, who they are, look at themselves in the mirror and be honest, then there wouldn't be no allegations of sexual abuse or domestic abuse or pulling your partner out of the elevator, you know what I'm saying, dragging the person out. You wouldn't have any of that. But when you give people who don't have that kind of support a lot of money and privilege to do what they want, yeah, a loaded handgun.
You know what?
How about that?
Eugene Davis, you came to play today.
Yes,
you came
yes,
to play.
Yes, very much so.
Wow.
You know, Carrie and Eugene, that's one of the things that with the VA healthcare system, that is one of the things that if they have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline. Any veteran who needs help can call that hotline. It's posted everywhere. Every piece of correspondence as a veteran that you get from the VHA, as we call it, the Veterans Health Administration, it has it on there. It has, if you need help, call this number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, I praise them for doing that. And what happens, you go in as a veteran, and you go to seek help, especially mental health, somebody's going to react. Somebody's going to say, hey, oh, this veteran needs help. And it doesn't matter, male veterans, female veterans, it has nothing to do with gender. It's you're a veteran because, you know, as you both know, as veterans, many times we face a lot of things that the general population won't see, won't get involved in, and won't understand. And it's just like law enforcement is the same way.
That's
why you have the issues that you have with a lot of law enforcement people also. I mean, I've done both realms. So I understand how a lot of that works. When I watch it, just like, you know, Eugene, Like you're saying, I watch things on the TV, and Carrie and I sometimes we'll talk behind the scenes about it. And I watch the law enforcement people and what they're doing. And, you know, I think I'm qualified to talk about it, you know, play by play as they're doing, because I've been there, seen it, done it, what a lot of these guys have gone through. And a lot of people think in these realms that, you know, you can just go home after it's all over and you're going to be fine. No, you're not going to be fine. And one of the things that has to happen is you as the individual, you have to understand you have a problem. And that's
I think it lends itself to getting the help. And what Eugene kind of brought out a little while ago was being able to speak to someone about what you're feeling and not internalizing it so much.
Right.
And that's how you got to get the help.
Right.
And I think that is
Very
what you guys
so.
Are saying this
and,
morning.
And, you know, Carrie and Eugene, one of the things that I see that's going on, especially in the mental health world, the stigma is not there like it used to be in the past. We would have a stigma if we were going to mental health to talk to a mental health professional.
Well, they used to say that. And the thing is, we're trying to understand and you know, get rid of those feelings that you are inadequate because you need to get some assistance for yourself. I think you're
exactly.
a hero when you're
right.
able to recognize
so,
that and take action.
I agree with you.
Because you care about those around you. So
yes,
listen,
I
just want to say, yes, my guest today, you know, first of all, it's always great to have Michael Hopkins, my colleague on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know him as host of Vet Talk Radio on Tuesday mornings at 8:30. We always have great conversations, and today is no exception. Our very good friend and industry stalwart, Mr. Eugene Davis, who we're talking about times in the entertainment world. You've worked for some of the big folks out there, as we just kind of uncovered again and reminded folks of. Great conversation today, Eugene. Awesome.
Oh,
the
yes,
show,
it was.
I love the whole broadcast
it.
Today.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Very enlightening. Very enlightening and informative. Very.
Yeah.
I love these conversations because it's like we just went, we touched so many things, and that's what I love. And you just brought it out that, and Michael have talked about it too, in every aspect of our
right.
life, people need to, if they have an issue or internalizing things, they need to seek professional help, especially like veterans. If they've gone into combat or went across seas into war or protecting, you know, right now there's a lot going on. So our troops and our professionals are all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
in the military.
I agree.
So
very much so.
And they're seeing things that, like you said, that they never seen before. And because we're so protected here in America. So when you go somewhere and you're in the midst of a war and see, you know, children and women and men and hurt and shot and buildings for us, that's trauma.
Yeah,
that's very
trauma.
Much
well,
so.
Right, Michael?
Yeah.
And I know, Michael,
yes,
you
it
know
is.
This. But guess
yes,
what, gentlemen? I believe, and this is Carrie Hines talking, I believe that people of color, in my opinion, are coping with some form of this kind of mental stress. You step out your door, you've got all kinds of heaviness weighing in on you, and you know, there's a lot that says that, you know, and there's studies out there where folks are saying, because of the stresses that we deal with, being African American, can, you know, sadly, it's not healthy to have so much. It can eat away physiologically. And so I just want to say, listen, you know, I want to kind of go around a little bit and just give us any words of that you'd like to leave us with on this. So, Eugene Davis, as our special guest today, what would you like to make sure that you get across to everybody on the broadcast today? And again, you're the man over there at BeofiGlobal.com. You are in the hair and beauty industry stalwart, long working at a lot of these incredible companies and production places as well. And abroad, what would you like to send off the folks with this morning?
Carrie, thanks for that. I'd like to say that, you know, life is hard enough, and we all have a lot of pressures. And if you have a pressure that is hindering you from your progression or hindering you from being happy or being centered, it's important that you try. I suggest try. A mental health professional. Just go and talk. Pick up the phone and call. Right? Like Michael Hopkins said, if you're a veteran, go and call because it's so important. And you just tapped on something, now I want to leave. People don't understand that when we have what they call stinking thinking or it from our cognitive brain, if we're not like in the right function, we can poison our body. Our body releases toxins when we're negative. You understand?
Very
so
much right.
It can cause cancers in the body. It can cause liver, heart, lungs, anything to shut down.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes, it can. When the Bible says words are powerful, the tongue, you have to remember, we can speak life or we can speak death. So when we when we get out the negative and we with a therapist, we get put back in the positive. We exchange it and we start to live. So I'm just suggesting to people, wow, if you want to be happy, if you're struggling right now, go speak to someone because it's so important and it's so freeing.
Right.
You can actually live. This is the first time I've been in therapy maybe about a year and a half, and I feel like I'm living for the first time in my life because I got out,
wow,
all the negative.
Well, listen, we are so proud of you, and you
are at
home, like Michael said. Welcome home. We are your hair family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we just appreciate you, Eugene Davis, our very special guest. Yes. So listen, Eugene, hopefully you'll be back, maybe drop in on Friday. We're excited about Friday's show because your big boss, Dr. Bernard Evans
will be there. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. In this space, in our spotlight hour at 8 o'clock, he's the man behind the brand. You heard a little bit from him at the first part of our broadcast today on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we're looking forward to this wonderful follow up. So I can't wait. Again, that's Friday's show coming up on March 1st. We're already going to be at March 1st on Friday. It'll be show number 962. And so I just enjoyed today's show. And Eugene, you've been listening. I'm impressed. You appreciate the show today.
Yeah.
That's a wow.
And I listen on the regular. So, yeah, I do.
Thank you. Is a wow.
Well, Eugene, what does the Hair Radio Morning Show, I got to ask you, what does the Hair Radio Morning Show mean to you?
Hair Radio Morning Show, to me, is like a breath of fresh air. It's like giving real talk in real time and just having guests and people on, and you just hit so many things and so many topics that are informative to our community and to help people grow. And that's what I love about the Hair Radio. There is no holding back. It's just the truth.
It gets no
come
better than
now.
That. You do that.
Yes. Come on now.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you, Eugene. Good work at BLCGlobal.com. We're going to be talking with you a little bit more in days to come. And we're just very proud of your trajectory and your journey. So
very
keep going
so.
With you.
All right,
thank you very much, Eugene.
Don't forget BOVGlobal. No.
BOVGlobal.com. The great Eugene Davis doing some great stuff out there. We will keep you guys informed. Michael, is that not just incredible to have someone like Eugene on doing all that
he's doing
and keeping folks out there? What goes through your mind, Michael? And it's been a great show. I've enjoyed the show. What do you want to say?
Wow, Carrie, this is just another side. I love it when we have this mic talk. I just love it. I love it because
you're talking about Hot Mic Live.
Hot Mic Live, and that's for all you civilians out there. That's Mike, M-I-C, for all you civilians out there. Not M-I-K.
I think it was a live.
I love it.
Hot Mic today, and great conversation. Yeah. It was a bonus edition.
Yes.
Usually we do Hot Mic Live in Mitchell about 7 Eastern, 6 Central. But, yeah, it was really good. Well, listen, I just enjoyed today's show. I really have. We want to thank Eugene Davis again and everybody who appeared on today's broadcast, our great music, and so much. So listen, we're going to go ahead and end this broadcast out. I'm going to get on our outro, and first, our kind of people. We'll see you back here on tomorrow's show for an all-new edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show.